And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you today?
Pretty hot. How about you?
Same here. Breaking out in a sweat. I don't know. I kind of wish it would wait a little while, but I complained about the cold that I think I just have to keep my mouth shut.
Right.
All right. We have a challenge that folks were working on last week. What was it?
Yes, I said take the word pansies, P-A-N-S-I-E-S, and rearrange the letters to spell two words that are opposites. What words are they?
What are they?
The words are in and passé.
Ooh, how very nice. Well, we received about 630 correct entries to this week's puzzle. I think everybody was kind of flummoxed by the on-air one we had last week. Our randomly chosen winner is Robert Sweeney, and he joins us from Pleasant Hill, Ohio. Hi, Robert.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Where's Pleasant Hill?
About 20 miles northwest of Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, okay. It's a lovely sounding community, Pleasant Hill. What do you do there?
I'm a professor of finance at Wright State University.
Oh, and how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
About 10 minutes.
Oh.
I had exhausted the sort of the 3 and 4 letter combination. Decided, I better try something else.
Well done. Do you like puzzles? Do you play them?
I'm not very good at it, but I'm hooked on the show. So every week I dutifully sit down, and hopefully by noon on Thursday I'm able to ship off an answer.
But you mean when we called you and told you you were the winner, you didn't think we were telemarketers or say, oh, no, I didn't mean to play. I admire a risk taker.
Oh, I sort of laughed through the call. I thought it had to have been a joke from a friend of mine. Never in a million years thought you would call.
Well, we did, and guess what?
On the spot.
On the spot. You and me both, I'm afraid, Robert.
Well, I'm hoping you're about 60% of the team.
60%? Let's see. Why don't we both give 75, and then we've got 50 left over. I think we're ready to play. Okay, I think. Will, what do you have for us? And please meet Robert.
All right. Well, first let me say that the challenge puzzle coming up involves a sentence of 8 words, so pencil and paper would be useful if you want to try it. Now, Robert and Leanne, the letters FM can stand for frequency modulation. They're also the initials of many other familiar two-word phrases. I'll give you some clues. You tell me the phrases. Number one is letters to a celebrity.
Fan mail.
Fan mail is right. Number two, a fine steak.
Filet mignon.
Yes, a place to buy and sell used items.
Flea market.
Uh-huh. Gold metal factory.
I'm sorry?
Gold metal factory. Where is gold metal produced? As in the supermarket product.
Flour mill.
Man.
Flour mill is right.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, gold metal, the flour. No.
As in capital G, capital M.
Yeah.
My bad.
No.
Flour mill is right. Bills, but not coins.
Folding money.
Folding money is right. Feature of capitalism.
Free market.
Uh-huh. Something a baseball catcher wears.
Mask.
What kind? What does it cover?
Face mask.
Face mask is right. An early term for an airplane.
Flying machine.
Flying machine, uh-huh. What Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie produced?
Folk music.
That's right. Its defense inspired Francis Scott Key to write the Star Spangled Banner. A place that's not far from where Leanne lives.
Right.
Balmer.
In Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Need some help?
Hey, give it a go.
Fort McHenry.
Fort McHenry is right.
That's all I would have needed to do is blow the name of the fort after all of that.
Mustache with long, droopy ends.
Fu Manchu.
That's right. When the Supreme Court convenes in October.
First Monday.
That's right. A publicly traded, federally backed security.
Fannie Mae.
Uh-huh. What a general practitioner practices.
Family medicine.
That's right. Person who oversees a building's safety code. Making sure that people in the building aren't burned up.
Fire marshal.
Fire marshal is correct. Here's a tricky one. It's good for the soul.
Good for the soul.
It's good for the soul.
country music.
Fine music. Something music?
Sounds like a gotcha both. It's a foot massage.
Oh.
Oh.
God.
Oh. Oh.
Sorry about that. And your last one. A stage show in which the performers show everything.
Full Monty.
Full Monty is correct.
Hey, Robert.
Yes?
You're not bad at puzzles.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, in other words,
help.
not on a lot. You got a lot of them. That was great. We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Robert, what's your public radio station?
WYSO.
In Yellow Springs, right?
Yellow Springs, 91.3.
Well done. Robert Sweeney in Pleasant Hill, Ohio. Thanks so much for playing today.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Will, I guess you have a challenge for us, and with any luck, our listeners have their pencils and paper handy.
Yes, it comes from listener Steve Dobbins-Speck of Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Write down this eight-word sentence. John Sununu's, and that's possessive, apostrophe S, John Sununu's monastic virtues renewed Arthur's, and that's possessive, A-R-T-H-U-R, apostrophe S, renewed Arthur's friendly satire. Which word in this sentence does not belong, and why? So again, John Sununu's monastic virtues renewed Arthur's friendly satire. Which word in this sentence does not belong, and why?
Ah, I have no idea. With any luck, some of you will have the answer. And when you do, put it on a postcard and send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you are our winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will. Stay cool.
Thanks, Leanne.